there's a lot to be done in the world. And there are many projects that we can undertake in the world, and the world needs all of our leadership in all the many projects we will all undertake. Society needs to evolve. Culture needs to evolve. But in our focus on leadership and all the things we can do in the world, I just want us all to keep in mind, to remember that there is a more fundamental project that calls all of us to participate in it. And that project is not something that maybe is going to be so tangibly visible. It's not something we can, you know, point to, look what I did over there, that, you know, is visible for all to see. But to me, it's really the most important project of all. And that project is the evolution of consciousness. It's the evolution of human nature. It's the evolution of what it is to be a human being. And that's what we've really been engaging on this course. And the reason I say I feel it's the most important project of all is because without it, all the external changes we could make in the world are going to be limited by the consciousness of unevolved human beings. Because humanity's really just getting started. We're doing pretty good for how, you know, we've been around in a blink of an eye, really, in geological time and deep time. You know, we're doing pretty good. But we're also a mess. And we're a bundle of unevolved instincts and habits that all need deep self, deep reflection to be brought to them and real transformation. Some human beings have to be the ones who are willing to pioneer a new way of being, a new relationship to life. And I think we're on this course because we're called to be those people. And there are many people, fortunately, these days who are feeling a calling in this direction. But it's just, I'm bringing this up and I'm wanting to kind of bring us to this here at the end because it's easy to forget, and it's easy in our culture, which tends to focus on externals, which tends to focus on the things we can tangibly measure and see and value those. It's easy for our attention to kind of go like, okay, good, yeah, I've done some spiritual work. Now I need to take my attention and go, you know, fix the world. Because that's the real work, you know. That's the real thing. All this inner stuff is just getting us ready for the real thing, which is the fixing the world. And I'm saying, no, actually, this is the real thing. I have no doubt about it. It's the foundation, and it's, in some sense, the hardest thing. It's the bravest thing anyone can do. It's the most courageous, the most caring, most integral, perhaps, thing, response any of us can have to the suffering and difficulties and challenges of the world is to say, I'll be different. I'll figure out how to be different. And I'll come together with others and we will figure out, we will find our way to what is next for this human race, this extraordinary human event in the cosmos. As we can see the future, we can sense the possibility. It's alive in our experience. So wherever you go and whatever other things you do, and may we all do many wonderful things in the world that do have tangible and visible impacts, just remember, this deeper project is at least as important as any specific thing you could ever do. And it's never ending. The good news is we can do it together, which makes it thrilling.